John Jackson here for Magic. I'm joined at BT London Live by someone who didn't win a medal, but has done amazingly well and set a new British record, is Zoe Smith. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, weightlifting. You're an 18-year-old lady, and you don't look like a weightlifter. All the weightlifters I've seen have been really big, burly blokes. How did you get into weightlifting?
Well, it's quite a strange story, actually. I used to be a gymnast when I was normal. I trained at Europa Gymnastics Club, which is in Erith. It's got a weightlifting club below it. So, yeah, one day they just asked me if I fancy trying a bit of weightlifting for a competition because they needed someone my age, and they thought I must have been built like a weightlifter, I guess. Insulting, maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, I just went into the gym and I sort of just had a natural talent for it, and my coach wouldn't let me leave again, so... Yeah, that's the story of how I became a weightlifter.
What did your friends who were both athletes, you know, in gymnastics, did you say, and just your friends normally, what did they think when you said, actually, I'm going to do weightlifting?
They were a bit like, they found it a bit strange, especially my school friends. Obviously, the gymnasts already knew why I was doing weightlifting, but my school friends just didn't have a clue. They were like, you're going to get so muscly, blah, blah, blah. I didn't listen to that. With good reason, obviously. I've just done Olympic Games, so it's obviously paid off to not listen to my friends. I think at first, even my mum and dad were a bit shocked because obviously they were paying millions of pounds for me to do, like, gymnastics classes, and I was just spending my time in the weights gym. So, yeah, it did come as a bit of a shock to everyone.
Do you ever go to the gym, you know, go to a normal gym and you see all the guys that are there ponting around and they're lifting massive weights and they think they're something special? Do you ever just sort of walk up casually next to them, bang on a few 25 kilos or whatever, maybe not 25, maybe a few 10 kilos and just, you know, and just knock them out of the park?
You would not believe the temptation I felt to do that, but it's already mean of me to be stronger than them, so I'm not going to make them feel even more emasculated by going and literally lifting next to them. That would be bad.
That's very modest. Now, what is the record that you've set? Is it, did I read 120 kilos?
121 kilos in the clean and jerk.
So that's more than I weigh, and I weigh nearly 100 kilos because I'm quite a large gentleman. I do. I know you're looking at me weird.
I wouldn't guess that you weighed nearly 100 kilos. No, not at all.
I do. I weighed myself this morning at the gym, and I weigh 100 kilos. So you could lift me plus a crate of beer.
Yeah, I absolutely could.
That is just, it's mind-boggling because you don't, as I say, you don't look like a weightlifter at all. It's absolutely crazy.
You'd be surprised, actually. I'm only 5'2½", right? But the other lifters on, like, the GB team, not the ones that went to, like, that have competed at the Olympics this year, but there's little Hannah Powell. She is on the squad. She is 4'8". She is absolutely tiny. She weighs about 45 kilos. She is the smallest person I've ever seen, and she's a weightlifter. She's really good, too.
That's crazy. How much can she weigh? How much can she lift in comparison to you?
Obviously not as much as me, because I'm a bit bigger than her, to say the least. She's lifted over 80 kilos. So, yeah, that's, she's nearly done twice her body weight.
So I think the most I've lifted is probably 40. So that's, she's lifted twice what I've lifted, and she's 4'2", did you say?
Not 4'2", 4'8".
So, sorry, you're 5'2", yeah, sorry.
I'm 5'2", yeah. That would make me tiny. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, like, obviously with being small, is it a lot down to technique then? Is it not just how physically, you know, not how ripped your muscles are, but absolute technique and just knowledge of how you're going to do it?
Well, absolutely, yeah. There's no way that I could literally just sort of go up and pick up 121 kilos. That'd be crazy. Hats off to anyone that can. But yeah, no, it is a lot of technique. You can see, like, by looking at it, it is just a strange way of lifting it, but obviously works.
Okay, so finally, what's next for you? I mean, obviously you'll be targeting other championships, and then obviously the Olympics again in 4 years, where obviously you're going to want to win. What's coming up immediately for you then?
Well, I've not got much in the very near future. I've got a competition, I think it's European Juniors in December. Yeah, I'm going for gold there, and I will be in Rio too. So, yeah, it's basically just another sort of 4 years of world championships, European championships, junior champs and stuff like that, all leading up to the big one. And, of course, we've got more or less home games in the Commonwealths in Scotland, not next year, in 2014. Looking forward to that, and I think I can win gold there too.
Well, at the age of 18, you've seen the people that have represented their country, or Great Britain, exactly, at the age of 18 at Olympic Games in the past. I'm pretty sure Denise Lewis maybe was 18 when she first did it, and you can see what she's gone on to do. So I have no question that you're not going to be as successful, if not more successful. Thank you very much for joining me today, Zoe.
Oh, thank you very much.